9 months after Entergy said it would close the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Scriba, the company announced it would be selling the financially struggling plant to Exelon instead. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the sale saves more than 600 high-paying jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars to the local economy.
The Mexico Middle School Marching Band was at the Fitzpatrick rally with Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday celebrating the announcement.
If this plant had closed, it would have been financially devastating to Central New York, to the school district, to the tax base.
It's good news that things are going to be able to stay how they are and no major changes are going to happen.
Melissa Perla is a kindergarten teacher at Mexico Elementary, and her sons go to the Mexico School District as well.
We're just a small community, and you know, if the plant were to close, it would have tremendously affected our district.
Tom McMahon works for Exelon's Nine Mile Point nuclear plant, and he admits he has not been a big Cuomo fan.
Not so much. Ideas have changed.
That was when McMahon heard about the governor's clean energy standard, which includes nuclear plants because they are carbon free.
The CES program that he's put out does a great job of protecting the environment. There's cost to everything, but this is the least cost for clean air for days like this, so you don't see things like China where you're buried in smog.
The State Public Service Commission recently approved billions of dollars in subsidies to nuclear plants for the next 12 years. Without those subsidies, Exelon said it would not have been able to purchase Fitzpatrick, and in fact may have had to close the plants it currently owns nearby Nine Mile Point and Ginna in the Rochester area. Not everyone is happy that Fitzpatrick will continue to operate. Environmental activists say the governor is risking accidents, radiation, and the eventual cleanup and decommissioning of Fitzpatrick in his pursuit to seal the deal. Both federal and state regulators still need to sign off on the sale of the plant. In Scriba, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.